Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today, we're asking the very important question of how would you survive Avengers Civil War?
Batman and Iron Man. I like that.
Yeah, I got that one in. Okay,
All right. So
after our escapades in Soviet? I know.
Wow. You don't even know where we were, do you?
Not a clue.
Was he battering and things? Right, it was Sokovia.
Sokovia, right. So somebody vaguely did grasp on me that I abandoned buildings full of people.
Yeah,
and someone... then we dropped the whole town on the country, doing massive amounts of damage.
Oh yeah, no, shit tons of damage. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It wasn't pretty.
So the world leaders have got together to sign up what they're calling the Soviet Accords.
Sokovia
Accords. I'm going to keep calling it Soviet.
Yeah, because no, you can't. They can't change the name of the whole country.
I've done it. That's why they hate me.
You've forgotten, haven't you?
I've forgotten everything. Wait. So T'Challa and his dad, T'Challa.
T'Challa, what was his dad's name? T'Chaka.
All right, so the world has got together to form the Soviet Accords, right?
Sokovia Accords.
Yep, the Soviet Accords.
You're a frustrating bastard, you know?
Yep. So they're having a meeting, right?
Yep.
In their big old conference hall.
Yep.
Black Widow's there because she's getting giggles.
Okay.
She's a representative of Avengers. They're the only ones they sent.
Yeah, yeah, because we didn't want to send any of the useful ones of powers because...
Yep, that's the one, right?
Yeah.
And then there's an explosion. Kills King of Wakanda.
T'Chaka.
And his son, T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Holds his dad's head and whilst he's dying and stuff like that. I can't remember exactly how it came about.
Oh, no, we skipped over a bit, haven't we?
I've skipped over loads, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We skipped over the bit where it actually caused the thing, which was the blowing up of the hospital.
Yes, so, that's right, because there were some Wakandans in there.
Yeah. And so, Red Woman.
Yeah,
Red,
right.
Which did a thing.
There we go. So it was in,
sorry, my brain. I'm trying to put...
It was in some place... some of the Avengers were fighting some remains of Hydra.
And bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Because there was a guy with a bomb and Captain America kept trying to capture the vial of poison or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there'd been a handoff of this vial of poison. They didn't know who had it.
Yeah.
And it was a super virus, basically.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we're missing the Vera fight. Sorry. They dropped Vera on the Hulk, didn't they? Because the Hulk was loose in the city. Or was that later on?
I'm trying to think when that is, what film that is. I don't think it's in Civil War.
It's in Civil War.
Because the Hulk wasn't in Civil War. Because he's away on Ragnarok.
No, I'm sure it's in Civil War.
Because the Hulk's not there.
Did we miss the Vera fight then? Was that in Age of Ultron?
Yeah, of course. It must have been Age of Ultron.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so some of the Avengers are off fighting.
Yeah,
and
so it's Captain America, Falcon. I want to say...
Vision. Would have been there because it was the Avengers Mark II, wasn't it? It was the Avengers B team, wasn't the Avengers A team?
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, because Iron Man wasn't there.
Iron Man wasn't there.
So it was Black Widow was there.
Yeah.
Falcon and Red Witch and Captain.
Yeah. What about Vision? Was he not there? I got a feeling he wasn't, but I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't remember him being there.
No, I got a feeling he wasn't, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they fought some stuff and.
In an attempt to save Cap's life, Rwanda.
Yeah, Rwanda.
She used the magic to encapsulate the bomb, try and throw it up in the air, but didn't get it high enough before it blew up.
And it
killed
some,
a hospital.
A hospital, yeah. Killed some children or something. Yeah.
I assume it was kids. Kids hospital. I'm going with kids hospital.
Okay, yeah. So you killed some people in the hospital, and
so
she's under house arrest now in Stark Tower. Or not Stark Tower, the Avengers complex, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's stuck in the Avengers complex. She can't leave because...
I'm assuming we weren't there, as in Iron Man and Batman.
No, Iron Man and Batman weren't there. We would have still been at the Avengers complex because we also can't leave because we're wanted by quite a lot of the main government agencies now, I think.
They don't know.
They know about... Yeah, I think they know enough. We right. keep doing press conferences.
In our version of what's happened, we've got the Hulk in a Colto tank.
Yeah.
We've emptied out Caesar, so he's around. And
Caesar's alive again, yeah. He's back alive. He's fully matured now. He's full ape size.
Yeah, so he's got his own iron monkey suit.
He's got his own iron monkey suit. He's no longer in the papoose.
Yeah.
And
Bruce Banner's in the Coulter tank instead.
Bruce Banner's in the Coulter tank instead. And Caesar can now speak, but still refuses to.
Yep. I mean, he could a little bit anyway.
He could a little bit anyway, but refused to. But he can flat refuse to still. Yeah. So.
What else did we have? We had... we've got the Hellebus, the Bendy buses.
Yeah.
The Bendy Bat Iron bus.
We've got the Bendy Bat Iron bus, which is ours. Then they got the Hellebus, which is the Helicarrier, which is actually a big Bendy bus.
Yep.
And then we have the...
Quinjets, which are just other...
The Quinn buses.
Yeah.
Just other Bendy bus.
Under Bendy buses.
Bendy buses.
No, what's the plural of Bendy buses? I think it's Bendy buses.
Bendy buses? Buses. Bus.
It's got to be Bendy buses. Bendy buses.
Buses is the plural for bus, surely. Yeah.
Okay, so. We've watched them on TV fucking up blown up hospital.
Yeah.
My God. Wanaka's blew up a kid's hospital. That's my girl.
You're not supposed to be encouraging this, old man. You're really not. We accidentally destroyed that. Got that town, that metropolis town, and we didn't mean to blow up Monaco.
Yeah.
And that T-Rex, that wasn't our fault.
No. Granted.
And San Francisco was a little bit our fault, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we needed to get rid of our siblings. Hell would have come if we didn't.
Good point. Yeah, no, so far we're blameless. Yeah, so that's not good.
Okay, so...
We better smuggle her into the complex and keep her hidden away.
Yep. So, We're keeping her under house arrest because she's technically not got like a nationality at the minute because...
She's Sokovian, isn't she?
Yeah.
And there's no Sokovia left anymore. We got that off the map as well. Did we dirty bomb the remains of Sokovia? I mean, I think we did.
We got on the Hellebus and just left before the decimated Superman.
Of course we did. Fucking Superman. Oh, poor fella. he only popped over to see what was going on.
He came for me and I sorted him out. Started where he couldn't finish.
Probably thought he could finish it. That's just a bloke in a suit. What's he going to do? Beat the shit out of you is what he's going to do.
Big green mate. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the Sokovia World Council's got together, formed the Sokovia Accords. It gets bombed. And it looks like the Winter Soldier's done it.
Yes.
Which sends Cap on a spiral because he knows the Winter Soldier. He doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know yet.
No, because
they have to have a fight.
Romanoff.
They have to have a fight in the street first.
Yeah,
don't they?
Romanoff and T'Challa.
T'Challa,
as now Black Panther, chase him down and unmask him, and that's when Cap finds out. I think.
Something like that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they capture him. No, they don't capture him. Yet. He's on the run.
He's on the run. Yeah, he's hiding in like a poor quarters, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like in like a an apartment.
He's in the slums
block.
In Gotham.
Yeah. In Gotham, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, sure. He's gone from Switzerland or Stockholm. It'd been in Stockholm, wouldn't it?
I don't know where it was.
He's gone from there to Gotham to hide out.
Now that Cap knows it's Bucky, Cap wants to go and bring him in peacefully and sort it out.
Yeah,
and figure it out.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell anyone that.
Yeah,
he just smuggles away.
Cap already knew it was Bucky from his film First Avenger, because that's when Winter Soldier first turned up. And
oh,
he'd been missing for a while.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
No, that's what it was because he got the blame for it, didn't he? But the Bucky guy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually him. He was already hiding out, and Cap knew where he was.
Yeah.
So Cap went to bring him in and say, "Look, dude.
You gotta
come in so we can sort this shit out."
That's right. It wasn't actually him.
Yeah. And then doesn't Iron Man turn up at that point?
No, a Knock Shield SWAT team turns in.
Okay.
And eventually they're on a fight, and then that's when Black Panther gets out as well, and he's doing the super running with his vibranium suit, and that's the car chase.
Okay, and Iron Man's in there for the car chase, is he? No.
No, because Tony Stark is around, but he's not using his iron suit for some reason. Because I think this is after he's blown up his iron suits, and he's not technically got another one yet from Iron Man 3.
Okay.
I think that this is the bit where he's trying not to be Iron Man, trying to be more Tony Stark.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
All right. So basically...
But he still like does like now and again where he gets his watch and it turns into a bit of an iron repulsor on his hand and he uses it as a weapon when like later on in the film. And he gets into his actual Iron Man suit when he leaves the raft later on.
Okay.
That's the first time he gets Iron Man'd up.
Really?
Film.
No, is he Iron Man'd up in the airport?
Yeah. Because that the first time is in...
No, because the raft is after the airport.
You're right, yeah. Same, yeah.
So you can't be fighting like
because Yeah,
Captain America, you gotta go toe to toe with like some real good people. You're not gonna go toe to toe with just a suit on, because he does say at one point, doesn't he? Next time I come across him, I won't be wearing loafers and a business suit.
Yeah,
I think that's a quote or something along like that. Yeah. It's not an exact quote, but it's something like that. But he says that to a person about not being in his. Like, he'd be back in his Iron Man suit. He's only not in it now because he's signing the clause.
It's like he'd promised Pepper that he was done with it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I think it's only because it's all kicking off again that he puts it back on. And he's kind of reluctant to.
So
at the minute, he's not using his Iron Man suit. That's why he wasn't in that chase. So I think he's still at the Stark Complex at this point as well. During the car chase between... So... Did Batman get involved or Iron Man? So far, the film's playing out as it should.
Yeah.
Just because we haven't interfered. So at what point do we get involved?
Do we get involved? Because this Civil War... Oh, they're trying to force us to sign the Sokovia Accords, aren't they?
That's when we get involved.
So they're saying to us, you have to sign these...
We have to have oversight.
We have to have oversight. We have to be bound by these accords.
Yeah.
So
Tony Stark...
The guy... Tony Stark is all for it.
Yeah.
So the guy turns up, like, hands us a thing saying, you've got to sign these. This is still your oversight shit. Yeah. I'm assuming you don't read any of it.
I don't know.
I read it all because I
assume it's like the terms and conditions on anything. Yeah. Like, I almost instinctively sign the bottom and just go next.
Oh, no, old man. Let me read it first.
All right. Yeah. Alfred. Oh, made myself feel bad.
Don't worry, Friar Tuck's got it. Friar Tuck, transcribe this for me. Read it out loud. Friar Tuck goes, certainly, sir. And he reads out that basically we're going to get oversight and
we've got monitored by
government, so we're not allowed to go on our own anywhere, not allowed to use any of our special skills to do anything unless we've been summoned in by such and such. And I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
It was do it or become wanted criminals, or sign the accords and use your powers when they approve, or don't use your powers without breaking the law.
Yeah. So. Fair enough, yeah. So, I'm just going to go, well, you're acting as a vigilante. I own the Falcone crime business. We're already criminals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want people telling me when I can and can't be Batman.
It's just say,
I'm not sure I can take the cowl off.
I don't know where the cowl ends and I begin. It's just here, the cheekbone.
I don't know who I was anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just Batsman.
Just Batsman. Yeah, so I don't think we should sign this shit.
Cap doesn't want to sign it either.
Yeah.
Because he got stung by corrupt politicians before. He didn't like the idea of having to wait for when they decide for political reasons whether or not to help, say, like another Sokovia incident.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so we're agreeing with Cap, and Caesar's like, woo, 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 woo.
Caesar, nobody's here to translate you anymore.
I was going to say...
fuck's sake.
You got to at least try English, man. Come on, you know you can do it.
We've all heard you.
You're talking to Alfred when he was here. And Jarvis.
Right, I'm assuming he eventually comes around and he tells us...
I'm going to assume Friar Tuck eventually figures it out. Friar Tuck's going to say... He thinks we join the Sokovia Accords, sir.
He thinks we're too chaotic. Yeah. That it could be decided for us instead of us willy-nilly deciding them on our own.
I don't think you're right, Caesar. I think you're wrong.
Oh, just got tense in here.
What are you looking at me like that for? I could fight a chimp.
I don't think you could.
I got ninja training. Or was that you? I forget.
I got the ninja training.
Maybe you could fight a chimp then.
I want to fight Caesar. I like the guy.
He's telling you you've got to sign the thing.
Hey, fuck you, Caesar. I punk him.
And he gets his Iron Man suit on.
I load up mine, which only comes up to my cheeks.
I hop into mine.
Yeah, stay still.
I think he's got the remote control.
All right, let's all just calm down.
Someone let me out. He's turned the air off.
That's where the button is.
It doesn't call home at all. It's the mask button. I finally got it.
Can you put it back down?
No.
Okay. I tried to wrinkle with your tongue, you idiot.
That's how I've been trying to activate it button the whole time.
Anyway, who's, who else is taking Caesar's side that we should sign these accords?
Currently, War Machine. I forgot what his name is now. The guy inside War Machine. I'm going to call him Rhodes.
Rhodey.
Rhodey.
Yeah.
Him and Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, Black Widow's off.
Romanoff. Those three are agreeing that they got to sign the accords.
Yeah.
And me and you and Captain America are arguing against it.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the Falcon guy, he's going to side with Cap because, I mean...
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Creepy Uncle's coming with us.
Creepy Uncle.
He doesn't want to be told when he can't drop a dirty bomb. Yeah,
exactly. Creepy Uncle loves dropping dirty bombs.
Yeah, we let him do it every time he gets. So.
I assume Ghost Grams is going with Caesar.
Oh, yeah, he wants us to be controlled, definitely. Yeah. Ghost Grams.
I'm just like, just trying to pick up the pen and sign it for us.
Hey, Ghost Grams, let me get that. And just throw the pen out the window. You can't sign it.
Trying to punch you.
Goddamn Ghost Grams. Every time.
Can you mind fuck all Ghost Grams?
What?
Can you mind fuck all Ghost Grams?
I don't know. I don't know I can mind fuck all yet.
No. maybe if you learn. Anyway, who else we got? We got Kevin. The grassy knoll guy.
Yeah, I think Kevin will be an Accords guy. He's all pro-shield. He's a good guy, isn't he?
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Maybe
yeah.
He doesn't want us dropping dirty bombs. Even though he's happy to assassinate Lex Luthor. Yeah. He walks the line, I think.
Yeah, he assassinates a bad guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't kill a whole room.
But he was okay with it because he was told to. He likes being told, but he can't kill.
That's fair enough. Okay, and then...
Who else we got?
Baghdad?
Oh, well, I was going to say... He'll be for it, but then I realised he got stung by Hydra and pretended to be the World Security Council and all that.
Yeah.
Before, didn't he?
So there's every chance that he would rather operate independently than...
Yeah. And he was only doing it before because he had the funding of the government, whereas now he's got Wayne Stark in Genesis.
LexCorp, yeah.
We were supposed to figure out an acronym of that.
We didn't. We didn't
think about it.
No, we didn't even try.
So at this very moment we realised we didn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Preparation prevents piss poor performance. Or in this case, doesn't.
So he's going to join us, I think.
I would say because it's literally been funded by me.
Yeah.
I am the head of all the corporations.
Yeah, that's true.
I own the 58%.
You do. I tried to argue. You took more. I remember.
I'm not sure why I gave you any of the Falcon's crime business.
I was away in Nanda Parbat at the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is there anybody else left? Who haven't we decided?
That's all the ones that would be there at the time.
Rwanda.
Wanda.
Wanda, that was...
Rwanda's a country.
Yeah. That's
the that's whole of Rwanda joined us.
Just Rwanda, however. See, that's what confused me for a second. I was like, wait, that is a thing, but it's not the right thing, is it?
Yeah, so Wanda, yeah. Well, she's under house arrest, isn't she?
So yeah, so she doesn't get a vote.
She doesn't get a vote in a minute. Because in this sort of conversation, she would just sort of be a bit
being
sort
quiet.
Yeah, being quiet and not really giving much.
Yeah, she doesn't want to speak up until we go, oh, yeah, is that what you told those kids in the hospital? I would be ripping her for
it. You pass me that cup, don't explode me.
It's okay, you don't have to explode me, I'm a healthy adult.
Wow, that's so mean. So after we sort of have this big argument,
what happens next?
Something to do with, it's got to be to do with Bucky, innit?
Yeah,
they go.
But Cap's secretly looking for Cap. Wait, do we send at this point? No.
What?
I thought, did we see the explosion on TV at this point? But no, that's not. I've no idea. I don't know how we get from this bit to. I've got a grave bit between now and the airport, I think.
That's the same grave bit I had earlier. Where's the car chase fit in? Oh, have we had that?
That was
oh, I've had that, haven't
we? No, because we can't have had that, because the car chase must be... Because it was actual...
Oh, we've jumped back a stage, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because the handing the stuff in would have been before the explosion.
No. The explosion happened early, both of them, the hospital, and then the Sokovia Accords.
Yeah.
We thought we had the car chase for Winter Soldier then, but it wasn't real Winter Soldier. That's after he escapes custody after...
Ah, right, yeah. So what happens now is he escapes custody and kills some people.
Yeah, well, Cap's got to go find him first.
And Cap went and found him.
Yeah.
Got him arrested.
Yeah.
Because him and Cap got picked up, didn't they?
Yeah. Talked him coming in, basically.
Yeah. They got arrested. Then he was triggered.
Yeah, because...
So while we're having this conversation, that psychologist guy has gone in, triggered Bucky, he's trying to escape, and then we get called in?
So, no, because we were in the same building.
Well, this time we're not.
Yeah.
So this time...
This time we've, I think we've delayed having our chat about whether or not to sign these accords.
Yeah. So basically, we're at our house and we get a phone call saying that Bucky's in the process of escaping.
Yeah.
All right. This gets us back to the car chase.
Yeah.
All right. So we romp out.
Yeah. So Bucky's escaping.
You're
using your wrist blaster because you haven't got your full suit.
No, because we've changed our timeline, haven't we? We're back at Stark Tower.
That's a good point. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So we're gonna romp out. We're gonna get into the suits, various suits.
Yeah.
Everyone suits up.
Load
up into the bendy bus. I'll drive us.
Yeah.
hammer all our way to
wherever.
Gonna
it is.
Say Stockholm, but I don't know if it's true.
I can't remember.
It's not, but it'd be somewhere. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But yeah, we go there.
We go there and we arrive
just in the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time. So he's getting out the building and then. Doesn't he romp out into a car or a motorbike or something?
Yeah.
He jumps on a motorbike, then Cap jumps on a motorbike, and they take off after each other. T'Challa runs really fast.
Yeah.
And we don't know, like, what the fuck's that? And I'm driving behind him in a bendy bus. I'm like, old man, can you batarang someone up there?
Okay. An innocent bystander. I'll take a car out of the way. Anybody else?
Just keep batarang. All
right. So the Winter Soldier is driving down the road, cars are veering left and right as the drivers are being knocked out because I'm clearing the path in front of him.
Yeah.
Or what I'm trying to do is knock out a driver who then swerves into him. It's what I think I'm doing.
It's what you're aiming for. Yeah, it's never working. Who have we got in the back?
We got
everybody, didn't we?
We had everybody in the bus. We hooked Cap out, he's jumped on a bike.
I'll open the back door, Rhodey can get out in his suit and he can start flying.
Yeah, so we've got all of the Avengers hunting him down in this car chase instead of just one. So yeah, I think we've winded it up a little bit.
Isn't there a bit where the something happens to the bike and it gets flung from the bike?
During the chase as well, the command is given out to kill Winter Soldier.
Okay.
As in, shoot to kill orders given, and Cap's against it. So Cap is taking out the agents at the same time as trying to catch up to
Bucky. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah. So if a kill order's been given...
Yeah.
To kill Bucky, and Cap's sort of switching. He's, like, knocking people out and killing people. And
Caesar wants to...
Caesar's trying to...
Caesar's just, I guess, following the orders,
trying to
kill him?
Kill him, yeah, maybe. Oh, no.
Great area.
So is War Machine as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ah, oh.
We I've got no allegiance to Winter Soldier.
No,
I'm fucking Batman.
I'm just driving along.
We brought all of the Avengers. Winter Soldier gets owned. There's no way out of this for him. Cap can only stop so much of us. Cap's just going to be pissed at us after this.
He's going to be so pissed at us. But he's.
I think the arrest order goes out for Cap as well because he's aiding the Winter Soldier.
Right. Okay. So an arrest order goes out for Cap. We're like, hang on.
Yeah.
He's just looking after his mate.
Yeah, but he is knocking agents out left, right and centre.
Yeah, and we've killed like 11 innocent bystanders.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't bother me, but... I sharpened all my batarangs. I'm not knocking out batarangs.
You killed four agents yourself just in that car I crashed over there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it.
So far, Cap's not doing anything wrong.
Or is it because he's acting without orders?
I don't know.
He's using his... Yeah, I can't remember.
Anyway, so we've got to arrest Captain America, we've got to kill Bucky, and T'Challa is doing stuff as well, isn't he? He's fucking stuff up around us. And we don't know about T'Challa yet. We don't even know about Black Panther.
Yeah.
So,
My God, Panther Man's own! What is that?
How did you go for Panther?
Well, he looked... Okay, Catman.
Catman. You fought Catwoman once, didn't you?
It's true, I didn't know she had a brother.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't fight... Did you fight Catwoman?
I think I fucked Catwoman. Cause
I fucked Catwoman in her human form before she was Catwoman, because she stole my company off me, didn't she?
No, that wasn't Catwoman. That was
That was Talia al Ghul, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm banging Catwoman. She should have been on the bus.
she's
just hidden in the
just like, open a cupboard in a bus and there's just Catwoman in a litter tray.
I close the cupboard again. Yeah.
I'm not going to ask, old man. Whatever you do in your own time, you do you. It's fine. Just
what? Why you slap my girlfriend's weird? Why can't you just get along?
Oh, God. So, yeah, so we've got Catwoman in the back of the car. So, yeah, so you've got Catman would have been my first choice. Anyway,
yeah.
So,
well, I'm gonna jump out the bus and glide down and swoop him.
Yeah.
I'm going to land on him, foot plant him.
Did he end up,
who the fuck are you?
Did he end up in a fist fight? Like, the whole lot of them? And, like, Cap, Wakanda guy, and Black Panther, and Bucky. I have a feeling they end up in a fist fight at some point. And Cap's, like, blocking bullets with his shield and, like, yeah, trying to knock Bucky out at the same time as...
I'm trying to think how they got away from that. I've got a feeling we're at a wrong point of the film again.
Yeah. Well, it's too late now. We're double down with this bit.
This is where we're at.
Maybe the Winter Soldier just escapes in the hubbub.
No, so I think... I'm wondering now if this was where he was actually captured and he disappears when he escaped.
No, I think what logically would happen from here, this is where we've got to.
Yeah.
This is how we've got to this bit. This, bit
this
of
is
the
how
film,
we've done the film.
Right? This is how we would survive the film, right? So it's fair enough. We've changed it quite considerably, but it's no different from...
Yeah. I'm fighting Catman then. I'm on the ground.
You're on the ground.
I've foot planted him into the ground. So you're still up in the bus, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'm just up in the bus.
He's fighting the shit out of me, and I'm gloving up. I'm wondering what kind of green rocket or what coloured rock I need to be a panther of.
I wish you would stop hitting me.
Oh, thank you.
Just keep going.
I can't see the glow from under my paint.
No, you can't, because you painted it.
But the Mind Stone lit up then, and Mind Fuck all Black Panther to stop hitting me.
But you can't.
I don't know. I'm still hitting him.
Cap, I imagine in my mind that Cap is now like trying to fight Bucky and trying to fight those guys.
Yeah.
And they get like, doesn't Bucky get like I'm going to call it Agent Barton, if he gets hit around the head enough times his training wears off.
Yeah.
And he sort of gives like a look like, oh my God, what's happening? And then Cap does some sort of like martyr thing where he starts fighting the agents because agents are shooting at him again, and Bucky escapes in the hubbub.
Yeah.
And Cap gets arrested, but because he's only arrest warrant out for, because a kill warrant out for Bucky, he's quite happy to be just arrested and taken down. He lets them take him at this point.
Right.
So he's now under arrest.
Did you keep eyes on Bucky? You're up in the Hellebus.
No.
Not the Hellebus, the Bendy Bus.
No.
The Bendy
Bat
Iron Bus. You were too busy watching me fight. Get him, Batsman! Yeah. You beat the crap out of that Catsman!
me and Creepy Uncle are taking bets on who's going to beat you, who's going to win. You are the Panther guy.
The Panther guy looks like he's surrendered or passed out. I'm still wailing.
I told you Batman would win.
Smush his head in eventually.
He's got a vibranium suit, hasn't he? So.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's gonna got an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, now the Iron Man suit.
I will eventually then try and rip his mask off. Because he's just a helmet at this point.
Yeah.
And like, who are you?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm not
we weren't in there. Yeah.
I know he's now the new crowned king of Wakanda.
Yeah, so...
He tells me he's Black Panther. I say that's incredibly racist. I'm not Black Batsman. Don't be defined by your race. Be defined by you as a person. And I punch him again.
Inspirationally motivate Black Panther to be anti-racism. That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, I personally would have gone down the line of trying to explain to him that a Black Panther is just a leopard or whatever it is. It's just an
albino big cat, isn't it?
I think like leopard and panther.
It could be any big black cat.
Yeah. Because it's not a species of itself. It's just got one big spot rather than
Loads of little ones.
And loads of little ones, yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much melanin in the body.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Fair enough. I'm fine with it. He is going mostly purple. Who knows, right? Anyway, I'll knock him out and I'll drag his ass back. This guy was involved in getting him out of something. Arrest him.
Yeah, that's a Black Panther gets arrested. Yeah. Captain America gets arrested. Imagine you get arrested as well.
Why? I took out what I thought was...
But we were acting against orders as well, weren't we?
Oh, that's a good point. We weren't told to get involved.
We weren't told to get involved. So you
Wait, why am I being arrested? I've handed them into the cops, wondering why they're cuffing me as well.
Yeah.
Hey! No, you can't take off my mask! Oh, no!
Oh, man, is it you in a Batman suit?
No.
So that's your secret identity?
Shut up. I mean, guys, rude. Put the mask back on.
Yeah, so we then end up in like a meeting, and Cap says he was just trying to bring him in, and there was no need for all the gun shooting, and that you give him 24 hours and he can bring Bucky in.
Yeah, I see. Right, so you've twisted it. So the original film is Iron Man persuades the council to give him 24 hours to bring in Cap and Bucky.
Bucky.
But obviously, we fucked it.
So,
all right.
So then we're like, oh yeah, we'll go and help you find your mate. Because Cap explains to us.
Right, yeah.
Well, how, right, at but at this point, Caesar's pissed at us because we're breaking all the rules.
Yeah, but now we've been given permission.
No, but Caesar would have signed the accord, so he'd be bound by the Sokovia Accords.
Yeah, but you're saying if Cap's managed to barter 24 hours.
Iron Man managed to barter 24 hours.
Yeah, but he had signed the accords.
He'd signed the accords. He'd barter 24 hours to go and get Cap and Bucky.
Yeah.
We're going just to get Bucky.
With Cap.
With Cap.
That's what I mean.
Right.
We haven't signed the accords.
But we haven't signed the accords. So they're like, no, you guys can't do it.
All right.
Because they're not going to let us do it.
Right. Okay. We'll just be Cap on his own then. Yeah. Iron Man, I guess.
Yeah. So,
Because Cap hasn't signed the accords either.
No. So they won't let us do it, but they'll let Iron Man go.
Right.
Right. So Iron Man, Black Widow, War Machine, and Black Panther, who have all signed the accords... have now been given 24 hours.
I just realized I got arrested and I watched Black Panther get released. Hey, you got the wrong guy! Why are you letting him go?
So Black Panther, War Machine, Black Widow, and Caesar in an Iron Man suit.
Yep.
They're going to go and hunt Bucky. They've got 24 hours to bring Bucky in.
Right.
Right,
we've
been put under house arrest with Wanda. Right. But there's no one to watch us.
Yeah, so we break out.
so we just leave.
Hey, Wanda, want to come this time?
Yeah. So we get convinced by Cap that it's a good idea to go and rescue Bucky because he thinks that Bucky's going to be killed or executed or put on trial or whatever for all these murders. He's going to be killed in some way, shape or form, and he wants to save his friend.
Yeah.
So Cap persuades us that we need to do this to be considered part of, like, to be against this whole Sokovia thing. And he plays to
We're okay, Cap. I'm already out. The bus has started.
Get in. Stop giving your damn speech.
God damn. Shut up. You don't see it, but my hand glows again. Cap just shuts up and gets in the bus.
Somehow it convinces us to pick up Ant-Man.
Yeah, we're going to need a bigger team.
we're going to need a smaller, bigger team.
Caesar's gone and recruited Spider-Man.
Caesar's gone and recruited Spider-Man, yeah.
Right.
And then we arrive at the airport in the bendy bus and do that whole hero pose thing where you're lined up.
Yeah.
But...
I feel like we're missing a massive chunk of stuff.
We are missing so much stuff.
Right, we fucked this film, I think, more than we usually fuck a film.
I think we've gone... I mean, we're getting the key scenes.
Because at this point, the reason they've gone to the airport...
is to get a plane.
Is to get the plane to go to Siberia, where the other Winter Soldiers are being held.
Yeah.
We haven't done any of that revelation.
Yeah, right.
You just think Bucky's gone to the airport.
Maybe we track Bucky.
Yeah, we get to Bucky first.
We drop Cap somewhere. He tracks Bucky and figures out this whole Winter Soldier base thing.
Yeah, and then goes and then
pages us and says we're gonna.
We've gone to the 90s. Called text.
Radio. If it's good enough for Captain Marvel, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, she got a galactic pager. Fine.
Right.
Nothing to do with the fact that she was giving him tech from the 90s.
Yeah, I know. Fair enough. Whatever.
All right. Anyway,
so we get a text message or an email or you know.
An email.
You get a WhatsApp message.
He's on the Avengers WhatsApp group. That's how Tony knows where we're going.
This episode's broadcast.
God damn it, Cap, you're a fucking idiot. Now Caesar knows where to meet us. We're on our way. Kiss.
So yeah, so we go and meet Cap at the airport.
Yeah, we're in the bendy bus, I'm guessing.
We're in the bendy bus, yeah. But all right, so in that...
We're just trying to pick up Cap.
We're just trying to pick up Cap and stuff, so...
He's trying to get a Quinn bus.
He's trying to get a Quinn bus, but we've come in our own
Bendy Bat
Iron bus.
Yep.
We rock up, land the Bendy Bat Iron bus, put it into a hangar.
Yeah.
Because...
And then we wait around for him to meet us, and he gives us the shout.
He gives us a shout that the other Avengers have turned up, and they're causing a hassle. So we rock out.
Yep.
And that's when we turn up. That's where it turns out. That's where we get the line.
Yep.
The hero line.
So who's on our line then?
On our line, so far we have
Cap,
Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Falcon.
Oh yeah, and Falcon. Yep.
And me and you.
Yep.
And
Red Witch,
Scarlet Witch, and Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man for some fucking reason. just for some fucking reason.
He had no reason to be in that film at all, apart from comic relief to be the counterpoint comic relief. Because every team needs one comic relief guy.
Yeah,
we had Ant-Man, they had Spider-Man. It worked. It worked. Right. It was all right. But yeah, we've also got Black
Creepy
Dad
Uncle.
And Creepy Uncle.
Right, okay.
And on their side, they've got Caesar in his Iron Man suit.
Yep.
Black Widow, War Machine, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Ghost Grams. Who can't do anything except for just scowl at us and shout abuse. And Kevin.
Oh, I forgot about Kevin. Wow, they're massively outnumbered and all.
I know, right?
Oh, wow. I got Spider-Man. Oh, you said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. They are way outnumbered, yeah.
Right. I like to think that I don't actually get out of the bus and join the line. I'm just hovering above the line in a bus. So, you know, because in their line, they've got the flying heroes all floating. We've got all our heroes just stood down on the ground, and then the bendy bus just floating behind them. Honk! Me leaning out the window, trucker style. Hey guys!
Just get in the bus, there's no need to fight.
I mean, you guys are massively outnumbered.
Yeah, so then a fight ensues.
Yep, so the first thing Caesar does is turns off your suit.
Yep.
just to even out the numbers, just you just face plant the ground, all you can see is just the great tarmac.
Can someone get me out of the suit? Guys! Somebody!
Alright, you know what, let's just break this right up. It's Creepy Uncle, drop out a bomb! Creepy Uncle on the back of the bus. Hucks out. Dirty bomb. breaks
boom.
The fight right up.
Right,
right in the middle of the line. Because when the first punk is about to connect, a bomb just falls between.
Boom. So that's a dirty bomb in the middle of this airport. So,
yep.
Black Widow. Dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool, because some of these are going to survive, aren't they?
Black Widow, human, dead.
Yep. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Suit deals with radiation.
Yeah, sure, let's say why not. Yeah, we'll keep Ant-Man.
Red Witch.
She could do a force field if she's quick enough.
If she's quick, I will say she's quick enough then.
Yeah.
Falcon.
Oh, no, he's just a bloke.
Just a bloke with wings?
Yeah.
He's doomed.
He's doing like a full face mask.
Captain Winter Soldier.
Superhumans.
I'd say they'd be fine.
Yeah. Hey, they don't age, so I'm assuming they're immune to radiation. That's right. Aging isn't
nearly the same, isn't it? Yeah. I'm assuming me, you, and Caesar are okay because you're in the bendy bus.
I'm in the bendy bus. We're both in Iron Man suits.
Above
behind the explosion.
Yeah, and we're in Iron Man suits. So War Machine will be fine as well.
Yep.
Black Panther?
Vibranium suit, again. Yeah. Iron suit, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, the wild card. Spider Man.
Oh, shit, radiation on Spider Man.
What happens when you radiate Spider Man?
He becomes a man spider.
So let's just put...
Oh, I'm freaking the shit out in the bendy bus. What the fuck is that?
I don't know, I can't see, old man. What is it?
Oh my god! I can't even describe it. It's like a big spider thing.
I mean, that's a pretty good description. I can imagine a big spider. Where did it come from?
Have we got Bruce Banner in a Colto tank on the bus, or is he in the complex?
The Colto tank was on a bus when Caesar was in it for a while.
Yeah, but didn't we move it to Stark Tower?
Yeah, then we moved it back onto the bus because it got stolen, tried to get stolen by...
Yeah, so I've got it on the... Right. I'm going to go... There's only one thing that can beat down a spider. I'll leave the steering wheel, let the bus like, flitter around on its own. The
bus has got autopilot, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't speak that on because I'm stupid. As established in Dark Knight Rises, I don't know where the autopilot is.
Of course. Yeah.
I never knew. Fair enough. Run to the back of the bus. I break over the Colto tank, grab Bruce and go, "Oh my God, Hulk, we need you, wake up." I don't realise it because I'm still covered in black paint. But my Mind Stone activates and uncalms down the Hulk because I calmed him down at the end of the Superman fight. The Hulk busts out the back of the bendy bus. Get that fucking spider!
Just push him out.
Yeah.
All right, so now the Hulk and the Man-Spider are fighting.
Yep. Are you still
switching? I'm still laying on the floor, yeah. Oh, man! Can you come and switch me to backup at the very least?
God. All right, creepy uncle, mind the bus, and I jump out. He doesn't know where the autopilot is either. The creepy uncle on the bus now.
He could just fly it.
Yeah.
He's looking for the he's still looking for the autopilot. Just grab the steering wheel, dickhead.
I'll backglide down to you and hit the reset button on the back of your neck.
my suit powers up a little bit. Yeah. Right, there we go. All right.
What
okay.
the fuck happened to you?
Caesar has the on and off remote off button.
Oh, you need to get that blocked or something.
I did. The reset button fixed it.
Oh, man. That's good. I think. Holy shit, big spider!
Then the Hulk just smashes it out of the way. See, it's all right. The Hulk's got it. It's fine. Don't worry.
I am so freaked out right now.
I know.
I could have been a Spider-Man. Turns out I'm more afraid of spiders than I am pets.
Are you afraid of spiders or spider?
Well, that one in particular, yes. Look at you. Well, that's fine at this point. The fight's kicking off around us. People don't know what the fuck going on. Some people have just collapsed them on the dirty bomb.
Yeah.
Big old massive spiders turned up. The Hulk came out of nowhere. Just got airlifted in.
There's all kinds of shit kicking off.
The bendy bus is flying around in circles, seemingly out of control. And me and you are just having a polite conversation in the middle of it.
Yeah. Unscathed.
Caesar's battling the shit out of Cap America.
Yeah. Spider-Man is fighting Winter Soldier, isn't he, at this point?
Oh, no, Spider-Man's,
Spider-Man's a big spider fighting the Hulk, yeah. Black Panther will be fighting Winter Soldier, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who else is still alive? Ghost Gramps
War,
is just...
War Machine.
Ghost Gramps is just over near us scolding us. Shut up, Gramps, we're talking! Can't do anything.
Yeah.
Where was Black Dad? He's always on the bus, isn't he, though?
Oh, he was. Oh, Kevin!
Oh, no, he's not Kevin!
I'll scratch Kevin off the list.
Yeah, make him Ghost Kevin.
Ghost Kevin.
The bomb went off and his body got vaporised, but his ghost remained unfazed. I like the fact he's not on our side, but we just need to keep him.
He'll change sides eventually when the end of the film.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. So at this point, I'm like, oh man, I think I figured this out. I learned from the Superman fight. What's this? Yeah! And I did a freeze.
All right, yeah, so you've uncoupled your hands.
Uncoupled my hands and freeze.
A War Machine's in the air and I can laser beam the back out. I don't know. I can remember that happened with the Vision Stone. That's got to be me, hasn't it? So, shoot.
Everyone's frozen. The fight stopped.
He's not frozen in his machine, though, is he? He's going, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Bam! Shut up, War Machine.
So, yeah.
I got lanced his back. I went straight through his belly and out his spine. I think it was glancing like Vision did.
So he drops out of the sky. Is he dead? He just punched a hole through him.
Yeah, punched a hole through him. But
it's... Colto tank.
Yeah.
If,
sure.
if we need him.
Whereas Vision only just turned off his boosters. That's why he fell.
Yeah.
I shot him. I went for all his spine.
Specifically went
his spine broken the fall and the original. I took his spine out before the fall.
His lizard legs are going to hurt less when he hits the ground, legs first. Fair enough. So, what you shot orbiting out of the sky. So, everyone else is frozen.
Yep.
We just scoop up the ones that we need.
I'll leave the Hulk fighting the Spider-Man. You know what? No, I'm going to laser beam the Spider-Man, see if it kills him.
So, they're all frozen, so.
Yeah. You know what? Whilst they're all frozen, how long can you keep them frozen for?
Some time. I could refreeze them every time.
All right, I'll be back. I'll go for the nearest after you or anything like that. And I'm looking for a big old can of Raid. And I'm going to jaws this motherfucker. Whilst he's still frozen, I'll ram some Raid cans in his mouth, stand back, give you the nod to unfreeze him. And I just go, say keys, motherfucker. And I'll laser beam the cans.
And I unfreeze him.
Explode in his mouth.
Boom. Fair enough, yeah.
Raid Spider-Man.
So Spider-Man's now dead.
Got rid of that shit.
Alright, so yeah.
The Hulk's confused.
The Hulk's confused. Hulk, get in the bus. Oh, wait, hang on. I bet we've got to lift people up to the bus. The bus is still flying. Black that.
Creepy uncle, bring the bus down. Creepy. Just fly the fuck. You know how.
And he's like,
Black Dad, you're up there too. Come on.
And he's like, oh, of course. And he lands the bus. Fucking idiot. Everyone gets on the bus. I'll leave all. Well, we just scoop all the ones that we need. We don't unfreeze them because I didn't learn the power to unfreeze one particular person. I can unfreeze the whole room.
Yeah,
so
you can do them all. Yeah.
Just put all of them on the bus, and as we take off, we just unfreeze the guys on the floor.
Yeah,
all right. Wave
so,
at
so
the
who's, who's left alive? That so is Caesar.
Caesar, War Machine.
No, War Machine's pretty much dead.
With his no back and Black Panther.
You know what? I'm out for good measure because Laser Black Panther as well. I'll finish everybody who was against us. I'll hesitate at Caesar. I don't know whether to finish him or not.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll leave Caesar alive. Caesar can be persuaded. I don't know who this Catsman is.
So you lasered Catsman through the...
Yeah, I'll take his mask off. Oh, he's in a suit. He's just waking the suit.
Yeah. It would be, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So I'll take his helmet off, just because it's just him. And I'll put the Mind Stone against his head. I'll momentarily hear his thoughts and think nothing on it before I activate the laser and can blow out.
Oh, no. Fuck's sake. All right. Kill Black Panther off.
What you get for being racist? I don't tolerate that shit.
Wow. I try and convince Ghost Kevin to come with us. Ghost Kevin, come on with us. You can hang out with Ghost Grams.
Ghost Grams don't want to get on the bus.
Ghost Grams ain't got a choice. Get on the bus, Ghost Grams.
Only Caesar left. Everybody else is dead. Caesar wakes up in a... He's awake in his suit, just can't move.
Yeah.
He's just walking us fly away after I mullered Spider-Man and executed Black Panther.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's got out of hand fast. So then we fly off.
Yep.
We fly off to...
Siberia. Because Winter Soldier and Cap think that the guy who released Winter Soldier is going to release the other Winter Soldiers.
Okay. So that's what we fly off to go and do. And we get there and we find that they've all been shot in the head, haven't they?
Yes, they've all been shot in the head. It's still in their tanks. They didn't get released.
Yeah. And in the meantime, Caesar tries to find out where we've gone, but... He cannot go to the raft to find out who's... Because none of our guys got caught. We all just left. So he's roaming around aimlessly. Maybe he just finds us by... Maybe he finds my friends.
Yeah, we still got the GPS plan.
Yeah. He uses...
WhatsApp. Where did you guys go? Siberia. Fuck!
He's just tracking our phones through WhatsApp. I was like, all right. So he rocks up.
Yeah.
Because he's seen a has he seen a video at this point?
No, the video gets shown in the bunker.
Right, so he gets.
We've got all of our team there though. This time.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna go badly for Caesar.
It's not though, right? Caesar gets shown a video of Tony Stark's parents being killed.
Yeah, he does, and he goes.
Caesar, it was Winter Soldier. Oh man, they've got a video of you killing our parents.
Delete. No, they haven't.
Fair. Okay, bad guy, what is your big master plan? He's confused at this point. He thought that was going to be there.
And we beat the shit out of the bad guy.
Yep, and that's it.
Yeah.
Got him.
Got him. Got him good. Got into the film.
Caesar's realised that you couldn't have signed the Accords for some reason. Tony Stark did.
Yeah. Yeah, Caesar would have realised it. It's why he'd like...
Yeah. So...
Because he realized how brutally we dealt with our opponents. He's like, I don't want to be on the wrong side of those guys.
At least on their side, I might be able to curb them a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, for Infinity War, though, this means we're no longer fugitives, or possibly are already fugitives.
Yes.
So what have we learnt today?
We have learnt that we need to learn the film correctly in the right order before we start this episode.
Yep.
We've also learnt that there are not a lot of Avengers main characters left for the Infinity War.
No, we've still got loads.
We have killed successfully in this round alone, Black Panther, Black Widow, Vision, who died in Age of Ultron, Spider-Man, the Falcon, Hawkeye died in Avengers.
Yep.
So that leaves us with two different Iron Men.
Yep.
Batman.
Yep.
Ant-Man.
Yep.
Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
Cap and Winter Soldier.
Yep. I think we've got a good team.
And the Hulk.
And the Hulk. We've still got the Hulk.
And Thor as well, because
Thor's out there somewhere.
He survived, but he chuffed off home, didn't he?
I'm guessing he doesn't actually get saved on the spaceship when Thanos is about to have him and the Hulk comes out of nowhere.
Oh, so Thor's dead.
He might be. I'll have to rewatch Ragnarok just to see.
I have to rewatch. Rewatching Ragnarok is never a chore.
Never. So we'll have to rewatch Ragnarok and see what happens if we took the Hulk out.
Oh, no. Because
we have taken the Hulk out.
We have taken the Hulk out of it. But Heimdall used his one time only summoning of the Rainbow Road.
Yep.
To throw Hulk out onto Mario Kart. So he can throw Thor out and Thor can go onto Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do the Rainbow Road home.
Yep.
We know it's not going to make it because you always fall off the edge at Rainbow Road.
I don't. I do. I'm good at it.
I'm terrible at it.
Okay, so that's what we've learned then.
Yeah.
So, see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. 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 Captain America.
You're just listing all the guys now,
aren't you? I'm still going to get them all in.